Well, good morning. Looks like it's about time to start our Sunday school this morning. So who has the first song? Okay, what number would you like?
43.
Number 43. One door and only one, and yet what door is this song talking about? It means something to us, doesn't it? What door is it?
The door to heaven.
The door to heaven. And last night in the gospel meeting, the brother that was standing up and speaking, he mentioned some names of the Lord Jesus and who he said he was. And he told men and women and boys and girls, he said, "I am the door. I am the door." The Lord Jesus is the only way for boys and girls and men and women to, as this young man says, enter heaven. It's only through the Lord Jesus and what He did for us on Calvary's cross. The Lord Jesus is the door. And then this song asks a little question. It's about these two sides of the door. On which side are you? Now, is that talking about the one sitting next to you, or who is that talking about? Is it meant for you just to ask the one next to you, or do you ask your own heart that too? You want when he cometh? Okay. It's when we ask, we're to ask ourselves, aren't we? Are we on the inside of that door, the Lord Jesus? That's the important question, isn't it? On which side are you? Okay, this young man, like when he cometh, and that is number 47. Mm-hmm. When he cometh, when he cometh. How many of you boys and girls have seen the stars of the morning? You have? You might have? You know what? I see the stars of the morning almost every morning, except for when it's cloudy out, because I get up around 3:30 in the morning to go to work, and outside sometimes it is just beautiful. All the stars from one side of the heavens to the other side, it is just beautiful. There is no clouds. And sometimes I think of this song when I see that. But you know something? It says here that they are jewels, precious jewels, speaking of little children in the crown of the Lord Jesus. Now I just wonder, you know, the Lord Jesus has each one of you children in mind. And I just wonder if each one of you have put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus. There's a reason why you ended up at Sunday school here this morning. I don't think it's just because your mom and your dad brought you to Sunday school, although that's really nice. But you know, there's a reason why you're sitting in your chair here this morning. Things just don't happen by chance. And the Lord Jesus has each one of you boys and girls in mind. Now, what I wonder is, are you all saying yes to the Lord Jesus? When He says, come unto Me, suffer the little children to come unto Me and forbid them not. And older ones too. The Lord Jesus wants us all to come to Him and own our need of a Savior, that we might be like these stars of the morning in His crown. Okay, who else has one? Yes, sir. Which one?
44.
Number 44. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Pity's all of me, a poor little boy. Send unto me the good tidings of joy. Need I not perish, my hand will be old. Nobody ever the story has told. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Bending we caught the last words of His breath, just as He entered the valley of death. God sent His Son whosoever said He. Then I am sure that He sent Him for me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat over. Nobody ever has told me before. Well, I'm sure that all you boys and girls have heard this story told before of this gypsy boy and how he was dying. And somebody came along and they told him a story. You all like stories. I know boys and girls like stories. And this little boy was told a story about the Lord Jesus. And you know, we sing, "Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love." And we talk a lot about that old, old story. You know, stories you can't see with your eyes. They're not tangible. You can't reach out and grab them with your hands. Why isn't it something you can see with your eyes and feel with your hands and hear or taste with your mouth and these kind of things? You know, I have something in my pocket that I saw on a countertop one time. And you could put money in the box and then you could buy one of these little bags. And I bought some of these little bags. Little bag, it looks like that. Who can read? You know how to read? What does it say on that bag?
Save children, roasted peanuts.
It says, save our children. Save our children, roasted peanuts. And I wanted to see what these peanuts were all about. So I bought a couple of bags and boy, these are pretty neat peanuts. Save our children. So I opened one up and I ate them. And I'll tell you, they were just like any other peanuts I had ever eaten. And I put them in the drawer by my bed. And some other kids found out that they were just like any other peanuts that they had eaten. Save our kids. Roasted peanuts. You know, we could give you some peanuts if you were hungry or something. But what the money was going to go to, where these peanuts came from, was to help children. But you know, Sunday school is a time when we're here to talk about the Lord Jesus, because boys and girls have a need and they need to be saved. And I was thinking, when I read that, save our children, that's just what our children need. And I wanted to find out what was so special about these. And you know, there's nothing that you can eat. There's nothing that you can taste and reach out and touch and anything like that. It's by faith. It's the Lord Jesus in your heart. When that old, old story is told of the Lord Jesus and His love. And I know that most all you boys and girls have heard how the Lord Jesus had you in mind when He came down from the heights of glory into this world and willingly laid down His life that you might live. He went to Calvary's cross to bear our sins. And for every boy and girl who will put their faith and trust in Him and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I need a Savior, He will save you. Now, well, let's just close our eyes and ask the Lord for His help this morning. There was a Sunday school verse that some kids learned, and I'm wondering if you kids learned it too. I believe it was Ephesians chapter 4. Is that right? Do we have anybody that would like to say the verse for us? Any volunteers? No volunteers. Oh, here's a volunteer. Be kind.
Be kind.
One to another.
One to another.
Tenderhearted.
Tenderhearted.
Forgiving one another.
Forgiving one another.
Even as God.
Even as God.
For Christ's sake,
hath forgiven you.
Thank you.
Ephesians 4,
32. Okay, anybody else want to say it?
Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, and forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Very good. How about this boy?
Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another.
Even as
God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Okay. We'll go right on down the row here. Would you like to say it?
Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted,
forgiving
one another,
even as God, Christ's sake,
has forgiven you.
Ephesians 4:32. Very good.
Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Thank you very much. Would you like to say it? No, would you?
Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving
one another.
For Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Very good. Would you like to say it?
Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another.
Even as God
has
for Christ's sake
hath forgiven me.
Very good. Ephesians.
Ephesians 4:32.
Very good. That's a long verse to say. Would you like to say it?
She didn't.
Would you like to? Okay. Be kind.
Be kind.
One to another.
One to another.
Tender-hearted.
Tender-hearted.
Forgiving one another.
Forgiving one another.
Even as God.
Even as God.
For Christ's sake.
Christ's sake.
Has forgiven you.
Has forgiven you.
Ephesians 4. 32.
32.
Thank you.
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted,
forgiving
one another,
even as God,
as for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Very good. Do you like to say it? Go back here. I would like to say it.
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Thank you. Would you like to say it? No? Anybody else? Anybody back here?
Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Thank you. Would you like to?
Be kind one to another, and tender-hearted, even as God hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:31.
Very good. Anybody else? I think that's everybody on the front rows. Probably if you wanted to say it, you would have come up here, and there are still a few more chairs up here, and if anybody does want to come up here, they are sure welcome to come on up and even say the verse later on if they would like to. But you all did a very good job saying the verse this morning. And maybe we should talk about it a little bit here. It says, "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." And we're going to start by talking about the last part of the verse first. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the first part of the verse. It says, "Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." You know, we might say, even though God has the power for anything, it could have said, "Even as God hath forgiven you." But there's a reason that God forgave you, and that cannot be left out of the verse. It says, "For Christ's sake." The Lord Jesus went to the cross to bear our sins. He went to the cross to redeem us. And God has forgiven us because of what the Lord Jesus has done. Now, in order to get that forgiveness for ourselves, we have to come to the Lord Jesus and own that we need it and ask for it. Then we can be saved. I'd like to turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, just for a verse. Speaks along the same line of being kind and so on a little bit, and we'll see what it says here in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 9. It says, "Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." You know, God in His grace sent the Lord Jesus down into this world to be our Savior. And it says, "Every man hath received the gift." If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning, our verse talks about being tender-hearted, kind, loving one another. And even here it talks about hospitality and kindness to one another without grudging. And I have here two jars up here. I suppose you all saw these jars. And exactly the same thing is in each one of those jars. Exactly the same ingredients is in each of those jars. There's water in those jars. And I would like to do something this morning. This little verse here speaks of the manifold grace of God. And grace comes from God. And God is in heaven. And so I have some blue, which reminds us of heaven. For those of you who have studied the tabernacle a little bit and seen some of those beautiful types. And I would like to take one drop of blue and put it in each one of these jars, okay? So let's see what happens here. Just one drop of blue, okay? And this is going to remind us of how God has given us each one just exactly what we need. So we're going to put one drop of blue. There's one drop of blue in there. And you can see what is happening to that drop of blue. Now I'm going to drop one drop of blue in this one also. And from the same dropper, brand new thing of blue. And watch what happens there. And see if there's a little difference between what happens inside those jars. One of those jars, it fell really slow, and it's collecting in the bottom over here. And this one here, it fell a little faster, It's a little darker in the bottom. There's something different about these jars. If you come up and feel them, one is really cold and one is fairly warm. I couldn't get boiling hot water, but if we would have used boiling hot water, I thought it would have worked a little bit better than that this morning. But this one here, the water's already a little different color than this one over here. But I would like to read a couple of verses connection with this. Matthew's Gospel, I think this jar here isn't quite as hot as I wish it was. I brought water in a thermos, and I wish it was hotter, because this one here would have, if it was hot enough, would have turned blue real fast, faster than the cold. This here, some of it is still falling, you can see, but generally the hot would turn blue really fast, and evidently it's not hot enough. I didn't have a way to really boil water real hot and keep it hot on my way here this morning. I had a thermos, but that's all right. You can try it at home and see for yourselves. A little more a little more efficient than we're showing here this morning. But this one here should have turned blue really fast if that water was, it was hot, really hot. And I'm sorry that it's not quite as hot as we could get it here this morning. But I'd like to read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. In view of the verse that we had this morning, sometimes it is hard for us to be kind to one another, isn't it? Sometimes it is hard for us to forgive one another. And why is that? Let's read this verse 12 of Matthew 24. It says, "Because iniquity shall abound," this is the expression I was looking for, "the love of many shall wax cold." And that coldness here, and of course this is just an application, the coldness here is linked to the iniquity. You know, if we have things in our life that are not right, it is hard for us to show love because of coldness. And if this was hotter, we would have seen how that would have turned blue right away. But we can still see that some of this blue is still slowly falling down, and it's not even to the bottom yet. This blue over here has come to the bottom pretty much and is rising back up through this, the water this way. So when we are cold in our souls, and it was the same drop from the same bottle that went into each one, the same amount, and there was water in each one, the only difference was the temperature. And if we are cold, it is hard for us to show the love and the grace that God would have us show to those around us. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another. And let us remember that it's only as we are in the enjoyment of, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, that we have that ability to forgive and to be kind and tender-hearted one to another. And now I'd like to look at Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Speaking of the warmer jar, and I'm not sure how I could have got warmer water here this morning. I mean, I shouldn't be able to hold it with my bare hand. Should be pretty hot to get it to work right. But if I would have dropped that in into near boiling water, bang, fast, that water would have all turned blue. And you can try it. It works. Luke chapter 24 and verse 32. It says, and they said,
is that enough water?
Well, we'll try it. I think it's, I don't know if that's warm enough yet, but
yeah,
thank you very much.
I'll pour that out in there.
Okay, well, thank you. We'll give it a try here. Generally, regular tap water isn't quite hot enough to bring it to a boil on the stove, but we'll see what happens here. I think that's a little warmer. We'll get our blue back out here. Put a drop of blue in there, just one drop. Thank you, Dawn. Here we go. And that blue should turn that whole jar blue without seeing any swirls in there pretty quick. Thank you. That looks much better. That's more how it ought to look. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. And verse 32, it says, They said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? There, now you can see that jar is pretty much all blue inside. No swirls at all in there, hardly. It's all blue. And this one here, it still has the long streak going down on the cold one. And it's just basically settled in the bottom. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And boys and girls, it is association with the Lord Jesus and talking with him, and opening the scriptures and having the Lord Jesus speak to us through the scriptures that makes our heart burn within us. Do you know the Lord Jesus this morning? Do you have that kind of a relationship with the Lord Jesus like these two had on the way to Emmaus, where the Lord Jesus himself drew near and went with them? It's a wonderful thing when we have that feeling in our hearts that the Lord Jesus can go with us in something. And to have that fellowship with him in our heart and in our conscience. Then, like our verse says, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. It's as we're in the enjoyment of that, that we can be kind to one another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another. So I would like you to remember this morning that even with cold and with hot in these jars, you put the same drop, the same amount of coloring inside. And as we can see, this one here is completely dissipated into the water already. There's no streaks, no swirls or anything. The same amount. If we look at the cold one, we can still see there's a long streak still from when I first put that first drop in when we started talking about this maybe 15 minutes ago. That streak reminds us of a grudge, doesn't it? Yeah. So may the Lord help us with these things. First of all, that we know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Come into the appreciation for ourselves of what the Lord Jesus did for us on Calvary's cross. And He's provided the way. And He has given us the grace. And you know, when this conference was opened up, there was a brother who stood up and he read a verse about Noah finding grace in the eyes of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 8, I believe it's verse 6. And you know, we sometimes apply that in the gospel, that in a message of grace. But you know, Noah found in God the strength and the power to carry out what God had asked him to do. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Sometimes it might be hard for us. You say, well, I loaned him my pencil and he broke the lead. And then he just kind of tossed it back at me. You don't understand why I would feel hard towards him. Or you might say, I let him pet my cat and he just pulled its tail. You don't understand why I'm upset with him. But you know, it's when we understand how we have offended God ourselves, and God has forgiven us, that we can show that forgiveness and kindness to others. Have you found that in your own life, boys and girls, that as you enjoy the Lord Jesus and walk with Him like these two on the way to Emmaus and have fellowship with Him, that it is He that enables you to forgive and to have tenderheartedness and kindness one to another? I remember a story of some kids that were together at this house. It was out in the country. I was one of the kids. And they were playing, and this one girl said to another girl, "Hey, get off that bike. I want to ride that bike." And the girl said, "Well, okay, but I just got here not very long ago, and I just thought I'd try and ride it." And the girl said, "But it's my bike. You get off my bike." And so the girl got off the bike and gave it to the owner. And the owner got on her bike and she rode down the dirt road a little ways. And while she was down the dirt road, the grandma came to the house and said, "Hey kids, you want to go over to grandma's house?" And so those kids all piled into grandma's car and off they went to grandma's house. And this girl was out on her bike on the dirt road, and she missed out on going to grandma's house. And I was at the house when she got back from her bike ride, and it was not very happy. She was crying. She was upset because she got left behind into grandma's house. Some feel if we haven't shown kindness one to another and have been tender-hearted and forgiving to one another, and let's not do, or will we be cold like this one that still has a streak in it? I'll be 20 minutes now since I put that drop in there. There's still a streak going down to the bottom. That's like a grudge, isn't it? That's like harboring hard, cold feelings in our hearts. And that's like what that verse says, the coldness of heart. The coldness of their love is in association with the iniquity. So there's unjudged things in our life, harbored feelings and so on. It'll be like this one here. But how nice if we can stay near the Lord Jesus, like those two that were on their way to Emmaus, who said, "Did not our heart burn within us?" And then, when the same amount of grace is offered to one as the other, to show that grace can permeate our actions and our ways with one another to show the blue, the color of the Lord Jesus, the man from heaven. So we need His help, don't we? First of all, we need to make sure that we know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and then He can help us to stay near to Him, that we might show this kindness, forgiving one another, that is in our verse. Well, let's just close with prayer.